This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Happy to be joined now on the line, Blake Ruffino, founder and CEO of Are You Serious Sports Network. Blake, thank you so much for the time. And man, oh man, what a difference a week makes with the narrative around LSU.
Yeah, you know, your home life gets better. Your wife's cooking gets better. You know, everything just gets better. Water even tastes better around here, Steve, when you start winning week one games. How about that?
Yes, indeed.
You're right about that, Blake. And listen, I give you full credit. And I've told you this a couple of weeks back when we had you on. You were the first guy before training camp starts, and you said, you know what, this defensive line is going to be the strength of this team because of the talent depth. And we had a lot of people that night that text in, man, what Blake's drinking? There's no way that defensive line's that good. Coming off Clemson, they that good, Blake. As advertised, brother.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, Mike, listen, when you're out there, look, like I kind of joked last week, there's only two things I'm good at, telling my wife she's pretty, and then kind of going out in the camp and making an observation. Mike, you don't have to be smart, okay? But what you have to do is know what you're seeing to the extent of, Mike, when Bernard Gooden continues to make a last year second team Big Ten guy at right guard look silly, then he does it to a left guard, then Mike, what they didn't even do against Clemson with him and letting him go out on the edge to some degrees and big rundowns, I mean, he constantly made plays. But I think not only that, the physicality of Pyburn on some of those QB powers, Patrick Payton and some of the things that he did, and some of the things that they just did with Perk on the edge there on a couple of third downs. Mike, they had depth. You look at the play logs. Mike, we're talking about now, we have never seen a defensive line have seven or eight guys with 40 or 40-plus snaps. Well, they did it last week. Jacoby and Guillory got in there. Ahmad Bro had a massive tackle for loss. And so I think, Mike, it's just like – the starter that you had last year in Ahmad Bro, that's the guy that's rotating in there and giving guys like Guillory, like McKinley and others a little bit of a rest. And, Mike, they took it to him. And I thought this offensive line would be pretty decent. Not great, but pretty decent. And, Mike, I just figured, listen, if you keep just showing up every single day and making plays, then you'll do it. And, Mike, here's the last thing I'd say. They showed up every day. Every single day they showed up. And every day it was a whooping. And that was the part to me. It's like one day is one day. 2 days, okay, defense earlier than the offense. But, Mike, what happens when it's every day? And so I think when you see a team like Jaden Daniels in 23 and that unit was going off in camp, you knew you were set for something special. And, Mike, I don't know if because of that rotation with the defensive line, we're not set for something here again.
The crazy part, if you watch the final play – Clemson runs offensively, and, you know, Cade Klubnik goes to the line of scrimmage. Harold Perkins is on the other side of the field. He lines up, okay, and he claps his hands once, and the second clap, it gets to him. By that time, you saw the move Perkins made. He runs around the other defensive lineman, and, man, he gets through, and that closing speed was unbelievable. And Klubnik, I mean, he catches it at the corner of his eye first, and then he sees Perkins straight on. And, I mean, he's making the bead and pass underthrown, and it just sort of hits the turf a little bit. But it goes to show you the speed and what I would call closing speed of Harold Perkins, how good it is for a guy to make complete round around your defensive lineman. And Clemson's offensive linemen were like, you know, where did he come from? They would just turn around like, wait, where did he come from out of that spot? That was a great play by Perkins. And you got to see Perkins use his athletic skills and his closing speed at the highest point.
Well, Mike, that's been his best thing. What made him elite in 2022? It's him running people down in that closing speed, and now you're just letting him do it in different ways now. I agree with you. Look, now we've got to start making a conversation of, Mike, what are teams going to do to you now? They're going to try to get a little bit more vertical on you, or are they going to try to get the ball out quick and just get yards and play time possession? I don't know yet. But you got to keep your eye on number seven. And I thought even, Mike, the sack that he had on Klubnik on the scoring drive that they had, It does not get accomplished without Jack Pyburn. The run fits, Mike. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it. I mean, look, I know we posted the 22s and we talked about it on our show, but Mike, we posted this on Twitter. Even the run fits. I'm just like, all right, this is a different dude. But Mike, the level of physicality and also being able to run down and have that athleticism, it's just something that, I mean, you either got it or you don't. Either the good Lord's giving it to you or he's not going to give it to you. And he's got it. And Mike, I think the biggest thing was when he started filling in those run fits and being big and getting those tackles, they were kind of getting away from even going to his general location. And then the twist, which you're talking about, closing in. They send Weeks on the opposite side of contain thinking Perkins was going to be there. And then, to your point, Klubnik goes and rolls to the opposite way. He's like, what is he doing here? Well, it's because you had a defensive coordinator that knew what was going on. And, Mike, you just got to give him a lot of credit. I mean, they used him and what everybody thought, hey, what could the role be? And, Mike, you sent him on 50% of pressures. And that's going to continue until somebody can show that they can stop it.
We did this on the pregame, Herb, Tyler, and I, and there was so much talk in the offseason about the health of Chris Hilton, him getting back healthy, the addition of Barrion Brown, Nick Anderson coming in on what he did certainly as a freshman at Oklahoma. Tre'Davious Green, who I think really played well also, and along with Bauer Sharp, even though he had the fumble. But, you know, one of the things Herb and I talked about, you know, wasn't getting no love or not much of it, and that was Aaron Anderson. And Xavion, both of them. But we really talked a lot about Aaron in the fact that he was a guy in who you were playing. You had to get the ball out quick because, come on, they got three guys that will end up going in round one with Woods and Parker and Wilt. You got to get rid of the football. You know, we got a lot of people that, oh, they should have threw the deep pass more. What? To get your quarterback beat up? No, I don't trust my offensive line that much. Against that defensive line. But I thought what Aaron Anderson did to get open, short and immediate, and then what he can do after the catch. Blake, he was terrific in that football game, and I thought he, again, was an unsung hero of Saturday's victory.
Without a doubt. And, Mike, to the point, if you don't get the false start penalty on Chris, I mean, that second screen that they ran, I mean – he's got one guy to beat, and there's nobody in his general vicinity. So you're talking about things that if you clean up in week two, which I think that they can, I mean, it was just a great game plan. But, Mike, I'm going to throw this, and I know Brian Kelly said this on Monday. Mike, I got to give him credit. Some of this run block stuff on some of these big runs were also pretty dang good. You know, I mean, look, we don't talk about this, and it's not sexy to talk about. We don't want to do it. Xavion doesn't break out without number one. Not with the big block that he had. So, Mike, I thought he played with a high level of intensity. He's like the little chihuahua in some ways. They ain't fierce until they bite you, and they still got some fangs on them. So you better get ready. And, Mike, this is speed. And then being aggressive, like even on the screen that was completed. I mean, Mike, he ran for 10 more yards after contact. I mean, what? I mean, he was really special, and I hope we continue to give him the ball. The 45th guy in LSU's history to go for over 1,000 yards in his career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One of the things I think against Louisiana Tech, I would try to play my offensive line, especially in the first half, as much as I can, the top five. They right. still don't have a lot of playing time together. You want to build some continuity up front. But it's also giving that second group of guys an opportunity to play, because, Blake, somewhere down the line, you're going to have an injury. You're going to have to play them. And, man, when I saw Tyree go down, I'm like, oh, no. And then I see they put DJ in at left tackle. And, you know, he was holding his own there at the left tackle spot. But you're going to have to get all these young kids, freshmen, redshirt freshmen, opportunities to play. And this is the perfect game to do it against Louisiana Tech, because injuries are not going to be a maybe. It's going to happen, and you're going to have to go to one of these guys to step in for your starting offensive lineman.
Mike, I was two things. Number one, I've already told the people that help us with our show, because we watch it from inside studio, our eyes are on 57 all night, because I want to see Kerryus Kern, when he gets in, what is that impact? I really thought Mike was a little flabbergasted that he didn't come in when Tyree went out, because we had been seeing him there the whole camp. I get it. It's a big game. You probably don't want to throw a true freshman out there again. I get it. He's got to be that sixth guy, Mike. I think he's that good. I really do. You know, there's one – we talked to Harold Perkins, Mike, I think it was Tuesday. Forgive me. And I said, hey, who's the dude? Like somebody that – one of these new guys in the offensive line. Before, Mike, I could even finish the sentence, he goes, Kerryus. All right, why? Well, he's stronger than everybody, and if he gets his big paws on you, you're in trouble. I really want to see 57 in here, Mike. I want to see him fast. I'm with you. You got to get that starting offensive line some reps, and a lot of them, and I get it. But, Mike, I'm very intrigued about what they do with Kerryus Kern this week, even if, Mike, they do something where they put him in at guard, maybe at left guard this week from, some things that – maybe it trickled out of that building. So I'm really looking at 57 this week to be that sixth guy. Can DJ be an inside guy, maybe sixth or seventh guy? I'm really intrigued by Kerryus Kern and getting in the reps this week, Mike.
Were you surprised? Because, man, it had been a tight race. P.J. Woodland, Ashton Stamps. Ashton didn't play one defensive snap. Now, he played on the kickoff special teams. But who becomes the number three guy? DJ Pickett. And what he plays, 26 snaps. And the thing about a corner, if his name's not called, you know damn well he's doing his job. You know,
right.
He's making the play. But again, I'm so impressed with DJ athletically, that how a man that tall can play corner like he does. But were you surprised we didn't see more of Stamps?
Very surprised because of just how camp had gone. I mean, he had been on the other boundary, Mike, for the first 3 weeks. And then the last 2 weeks, I just got to be honest with you, you know, we had talked about this. I mean, we did a whole 25-minute segment on PJ. Mike, we came to the conclusion that unless we're getting fooled, he's going to be your other boundary corner. I got to be real with you. I did not think, though, to flip that, I did not think that DJ was going to be that third guy. No, just based off of what we had seen, big game against Clemson. But, Mike, he had to have made something or done something in the last 2 weeks that gave him that confidence. I was surprised. I mean, you just got depth there, I guess. DJ just beat him out, really, Mike. I mean, DJ, too. And I hate to say it like that, and I'm not trying to be negative, but, Mike, the truth was coming out of camp is that PJ had made the biggest jump out of anybody. I think we saw why on Saturday, but I am a little surprised he didn't play at all yet.
Braylon Moore, first time, you know, in the LSU uniform, and I watched him. I turned to my wife. I said, I've seen this guy before. She's like, what you mean? He's just coming in from Virginia Tech. I was like, no, I've seen him before. He reminds me of Todd McClure.
Oh. Well, Mike, I mean, listen, he's another one we broke down this week. Mike, you don't get these runs. You had two 15-yard runs that got called back. They don't happen if he doesn't get vertical on Sammy Brown. Mike, I don't think Sammy Brown wants to see 61 again. I don't. Because when you go back and watch it, the way that he got to the second level and made those creases in the run game, he was – I'm not going to say elite. Let's just say he was really, really, really good. But, Mike, I saw something in when you talked about when Tyreek came out. It looks like him and Nuss say something when he does come out. And then you see on film that you had Caden Durham check down, but he checked the defensive end in Parker twice. I just think the overall maturity, knowing what's going on, being inside the game, but Mike, I swear to goodness, the way that he gets vertical in the run game, DJ Chester didn't do last year, and it really opens up some cutback lanes for Xavion and Caden Durham and a couple of these big runs. He was very special. I don't think Sammy Brown wants anything to do with 61 again. That's how good I think he played.
I do agree with you. When you look at the running back spot, of who would back up Caden, if you had to give a heavy load to somebody, I think that's still in question here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with Caleb, he's flashed it at times. You know, with Harlem, just a freshman coming in there. What's your thoughts if something would happen to Durham and you got to go to another back? Because you can see they want to emphasize the running game a little bit more this year to take some pressure off of Nussmeier. Where would you go with that number two back?
Right now, Mike, I guess Juwan, I mean, considering based off of what they want to do, look, Caden Durham didn't make an appearance last year until week three, really, against South Carolina. Harlan Berry only had one carry, and then, Mike, he got in on a passing down, and you can see it on film. He misses a pass, he misses a pickup and pass pro, and he's told to get out by Garrett. So, look, I don't know. Right now, I think that is I don't want to say a weakness, but something that they have not figured out. But, Mike, they did not hesitate going to number eight. But here would be my question. You got a lot of receivers, and I see zero being able to run the ball pretty effectively. Now, Mike, I don't know if he can do this every down, right? Like, I don't know how you do this. Mike, he has some good runs now, all right? So I don't know if you don't get him a couple of touches. You know, I'm old enough to remember when DJ McCluster made a little bit of a move. I'm not saying he can do or is any of that. But, Mike, he had some really good runs. And I do wonder if you don't get him more incorporated, and you're probably going to have to go by committee, but I want to see Zero get a couple more touches from that position too.
I agree with you. Safety spot, understand why Clemson turned in Halsey. If you watch the second half, A.J. Halsey, man, where the ball was, he was, and what type of impact he made very quickly to Marcus Cooley. He's a good football player. But I thought in the first half, I thought Gilbert did a really good job. You know, he wasn't exploited in the passing game. That was maybe the concern for me, that they would go after him. But, man, you got something there in A.J. Halsey. He's a special safety for LSU.
No doubt. And even the big hit against the tight end. You know, the first play, they do a little deep drag with the tight end, and he makes a big hit. Mike, I mean, not a lot of dudes are going to hold on to that football. You know, the only bad play he had, it was on himself. He got tripped up. But, man, he had the couple of PBUs that he had, a couple of the run fits they had that forced some guys to the backside where you had defensive linemen that were there. I mean, Mike, you've advanced in safety. And I was with you. I'm with you. I really was worried about Gilbert getting a start. But, Mike, even at the end of the game, I mean, even at the goal line, they're putting in Spears. I mean, they rotated four safeties in and out. When they went big, Spears came in for Cooley. When they went small, Cooley came in. I mean, they were rotating four guys. And, look, I thought Jordan Gilbert in the first half made the play of the half, Mike, on the 3rd and 7, when he ran down Klubnik and forced a punt, and then you go down and get a field goal. I mean, you had no offensive momentum. He looked non-injured. I thought, you know, people were talking about, man, Caden Durham had a lot of bursts. Yeah, well, his foot, his toes aren't broken anymore. Well, I thought Jordan, who had the shoulder surgery, looked a lot faster and cleaner. And Mike, hey, I want to play, and I'm not playing. How do I play? Well, you're old enough to know that you got to go out there and make plays. And look, Mike, he was good in coverage, didn't make plays, but he was there. And I think that that's the big thing, that you know that you can rotate some guys in and out of there. And Mike, what might be one of the better safeties that you've had in quite some time with A.J. Halsey being out.
Last thing for you, I got to tell you, thank God for the transfer portal. Man, look at the impact these guys made for you on both sides of the football. But, man, especially on defense, to give you better talent and talent depth. And, you know, we get it a lot, people. Man, I hate this transfer portal stuff. And I always tell them, you do. Well, you wouldn't have had two Heisman Trophy winners if it wasn't for that. I mean, you got to understand, there's give and take with all of that. But it's about making good decisions. And I think Brian Kelly and his staff, they made some good choices here in the transfer portal, bringing in guys with experience that had started at other programs, at big-time programs, not no smaller school, but bigger schools. And, man, they made it work. And you got to tip your cap to both coordinators, Joe Sloan and Blake Baker. Great game calls.
No doubt. You know, Mike, I've learned in this business really early in the portal, people love them portal additions in baseball when Jay was hitting them, and now they're loving them in football. It's all about how you do it, baby. You know?
Hey, McMahon got to figure that out too now in basketball.
I mean, he better figure it out, because I'm just going to tell you, Mike, my DM is mad about that, even though it's LSU. So, but look, they made a big impact. I think they'll continue to do that.
Always great info at Are You Serious Sports. Blake, thanks so much for the time, man.
Thank you, Blake.
Guys, great talking to y'all. Y'all have a good one.
That was Blake Ruffino, founder and CEO of Are You Serious Sports Network. Check out all the work there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.